You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Ashland County Health and Human Services is partnering with local healthcare organizations to teach residents how to administer Narcan. The training sessions are being held on the first Thursday of every month with support from Tamarack Health and the BRIC Ministries. Officials say learning how to administer Narcan to reverse an opioid overdose can be the difference between life and death. It's easy to use and can be sprayed into a victim's nose, interfering with the ability of the opioids to affect their body so they can get more help. The Burnett County District Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed against the driver of a truck that crashed into an apartment building in September. The crash occurred on September 6th at around 11:15 a.m. when the 73-year-old driver of the truck crashed into the Lilac Grove apartment building in Siren, killing 81-year-old Diane Kemp. The District Attorney's Office says there were no drugs or alcohol in the driver's system at the time of the crash, and they have no reason to believe that it was intentional or that any crime occurred. The Northwest Wisconsin Workforce Investment Board has announced a new program aimed at promoting opioid recovery. The Fostering Opioid Recovery Through Workforce Development Program seeks to support residents impacted by opioid misuse who are now looking to return to the workforce. The program will help them pursue employment opportunities by offering training, education, childcare, transportation, and recovery services in the region. It will also be offered in a number of Northwest Wisconsin counties, including Burnett, Rusk, and Washburn. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents about the increasing spread of chronic wasting disease across the state. According to DNR data, the agency sampled over 17,000 deer across the state in 2024. Nearly 10% tested positive for the fatal infectious disease, the highest one-year mark since testing began over 20 years ago. The summary also found that nearly 90% of the positive samples were taken in the southern farmland zone. A full breakdown of the testing is available on the DNR's website. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. On Friday, Attorney General Call announced a new multi-state lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from unlawfully rolling back environmental protections for clean water, natural resources, and overall public health. The lawsuit specifically targets a recent executive order declaring a national energy emergency, which allows the federal government to speed up energy projects without following federal environmental laws. A pair of lawsuits have been filed asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to redraw the state's congressional maps ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. The lawsuit filed by the Elias Group on Thursday argues that the current congressional maps are some of the most gerrymandered in the country. It also asks the Wisconsin Supreme Court to step in immediately, bypassing the lower courts. The congressional map lines were a major issue raised in the recent state Supreme Court election, in which liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford emerged victorious. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued a red flag warning for 19 northern Wisconsin counties over the weekend. The warning was issued on Saturday, advising residents of the extreme wildfire danger. A few northwest Wisconsin counties were among those to receive the increased warning, ranging from Ashland and Douglas counties to Rusk, St. Croix, and Barron counties. The determination to issue the red flag warning was made through weather monitoring, with low humidity, gusty winds, and a persistent lack of rain in the area. Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in eight Wisconsin counties this week for shipping illegal and invasive animals to schools, residents, and businesses. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources opened an investigation after conservation wardens discovered shipments of suspected illegal crawfish and the companies ignored educational outreach efforts. The suppliers, based in North Carolina and Indiana, were issued a number of citations in recent weeks. One was convicted on the citations in Barron and Chippewa County Circuit Courts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to provide financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anybody interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to be on the lookout for deer in the roadways as the weather warms up. According to a press release, the number of deer-related crashes typically increases around this time of year as does look for places to give birth and young deer start to separate from their mothers. There were over 17,000 deer-related crashes in the state last year, leading to over 700 injuries and 9 fatalities. St. Croix County in western Wisconsin ranked third for deer crash totals with almost 800. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lose to the Guardians last night 5-0. Milwaukee with runners in scoring position 6 times, yet still shut out. Manager Pat Murphy says never mind that they're still only 2 games below 500.
We're all kind of struggling bad. Some teams would be with our situation. Some teams might be satisfied being in the hunt, but we're not playing well.
The Brewers say that pitcher Brandon Woodruff now headed back to IL after injuring his right ankle in his last rehab start. In basketball, NBA insider Sham Sharania reporting on ESPN that this time the Bucks trading Giannis is on the table.
They have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They have top-heavy salaries, and again, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the 2-time NBA MVP, has not made any firm decisions about his future, but sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career as a Milwaukee Buck is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Cruise owes one of his biggest star-making roles to his sister. Cruise was visiting her in the mid-80s in New York City after finishing a film in Europe. The two of them saw Dustin Hoffman at a New York deli ordering takeout. Cruise said he and his sister went back and forth arguing like siblings before he finally agreed to go say hi to Hoffman. Hoffman was excited to meet Cruise and invited him backstage while he was doing Death of a Salesman the next night. As Cruise was leaving, Dustin Hoffman said, "I want to make a movie with you," and that movie ended up being Rain Man. Tom Hardy is known for his roles as a tough guy, but he recently told Esquire magazine how beaten his body is and added that he's not sure how long he can continue at this pace. Hardy mentioned he is suffering with a sciatica problem, multiple herniated discs in his back, plantar fasciitis, a pulled tendon in his hip, and has just finished 2 serious knee surgeries. Maybe switch to something a little easier on the body, Tom, like mixed martial arts. Thoughts and prayers is a saying we hear way too much lately, it seems. It was only a matter of time before it was the title of a movie. The film is about a musical reenactment of a 10-year-old high school tragedy. This is director Neetson Major's feature film directorial debut, and the material is based on her short film, which received Oscar buzz and is based on a true story. Major also wrote the film, which has a great ensemble cast, including Patrick Wilson, Molly Ringwald, Elizabeth Marvel, and Margaret Cho. And speaking of short stories, if you have one, you could possibly get $2 million for it. That is what Skydance paid for a sci-fi story called Drift, in which a disgraced space commander is pulled back into action to try and save his estranged son after he is kidnapped by a group from another world. According to Deadline, a good movie comparison is Gravity meets Arrival. $2 million for something that's been done before. Money well spent? No huge noise was made at the box office this past weekend. It was the same 1-2 punch, finishing in the top spots as last week. Thunderbolts was number one, bringing in 33 million big ones on a weekend that saw no new major releases. The Marvel film has reviewed well and seems to have legs and could possibly stay in the top slot until Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2 opens on May 23rd. And coming in second place for the second week in a row after 2 weeks at number one was Sinners. The vampire period piece has incredible box office legs and took in $22 million this past weekend. It's fourth on the big screen, bringing its total to $215 million domestically. Coming in third place is the resilient The Minecraft Movie. Rounding out the top five were The Accountant 2 and the newly released Clown in a Cornfield, which came in with just over $3 million. Who's ready for some Mission Impossible? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be dealing with critical fire danger again today, so be careful with anything fire-related. Mostly sunny, we'll get to 85 this afternoon, the wind south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a late-day thundershower with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.